The first contest in the 2016 presidential race is set to get underway in Iowa, and attention is starting to turn to Republican frontrunner Donald Trump's position on key US trading partners. Donald Trump has been particularly vocal about China, accusing the Chinese authorities of currency manipulation as the Chinese yuan moved lower against the US dollar last year. He says, as President of the United States, he would impose a tariff on Chinese exports to protect the US manufacturing industry. David Dollar is a leading expert on China's economy and US-China economic relations. He was the US Treasury's top economic official based in Beijing for 4 years up until 2013. He's currently in Australia as a guest of the Lowy Institute, and David Dollar is speaking with our business editor, Cheryl Bagwell.
Welcome to RN Breakfast.
Yeah, good morning.
Now, in U.S. politics, China is often made a scapegoat for the decline of the U.S. manufacturing industry. But how much of a concern is it that Donald Trump now is promoting these anti-Chinese policies? I mean, can they be dismissed as just campaign rhetoric?
We're moving into the heat of our campaign season, and there's always going to be a certain amount of rhetoric about China. There's still quite a bit of sensitivity in the United States about the way that China's affected the U.S. manufacturing sector. Right now, I wouldn't take the rhetoric too seriously. China's undergoing a difficult adjustment, and it's actually going pretty well. Candidates say things on the campaign trail. They will not necessarily follow through on all the details later on. But what I would worry about is if the Chinese mishandle their economic policy this year, then China could become a big issue. I don't see China as a big issue in the U.S. campaign right now, but it could go that way.
But could we be entering a new low in U.S. and Chinese economic relations? I mean, on the Democrat side, Hillary Clinton isn't exactly a friend of China. She has an uneasy relationship with it, particularly on trade. Are you at all, you know, concerned about the year ahead?
Yeah, I am concerned. You know, I feel the Obama administration made a good faith effort to build economic relations with China. In many ways, China did not seize that opportunity. We could have negotiated a bilateral investment treaty. They could be part of the Trans-Pacific Partnership. They're the ones who chose not to get into TPP. So I think they've missed an opportunity, and we now may be moving into a period where U.S.-China economic relations are not so good.
China isn't as important to the U.S. economy as it obviously is to a country like Australia as a commodities exporting country, but its role is significant, I mean, not least as a major buyer of U.S. debt. I mean, what impact right now is a slowing China having on the U.S. economy? And is there a risk, in your view, that if the situation were to worsen in China, it could drag the U.S. back into recession?
I would say that China has relatively little direct effect on the U.S. You know, our exports to China are less than 1% of the economy. Our foreign investment in China is less than 1% of our overall foreign investment. But you put your finger on the really key issue. A lot of our key partners, like Australia, Mexico, Canada, certain European countries, Brazil, you know, a lot of important partners of the United States are deeply integrated with China. So right now, things are going okay in the Chinese economy. But if there's a significant slowdown this year, it's going to be very disruptive for partners of the United States, and there's no way the U.S. would be insulated from that. The U.S. will be influenced partly because we care about our partners, but then that will have an economic effect on the United States.
So what do you see as the outlook for the Chinese economy? Do you think things will get worse before they get better?
They're going to keep slowing down. So I think it's important people realize that if China slows down to about 6 or a little bit below that, you know, 6% per year GDP growth, you know, that's good. I think people maybe have somewhat, you know, unrealistic expectations. The real worry would be is if there were a much sharper deceleration. So far, we don't see evidence of that, but I think that's really what investors are worried about all over the world.
The respected Beijing-based economist Michael Pettis says that the most serious problem facing China is, quote, the relentless accumulation of debt, and that economic conditions in China will continue to deteriorate until Beijing directly addresses the debt. He says they're not doing that. Do you agree that that is a big risk? Certainly markets seem to think so.
Right. I prefer to look at it from the point of view of the real economy. The problem is they've overbuilt the capital stock. They've got a fifth of their apartments are empty. Steel industry is operating at very low capacity. Their excess capacity in steel is equal to all of Japan's output. So they've built a lot of facilities they don't need. And Michael's right. A lot of that's backed by debt. But I think it's useful to think of the real problem, that they've built a lot of capital stock that's not producing, and now they have to work that off. They have to let some firms go bankrupt. They're going through a difficult adjustment.
You mentioned earlier the kind of missteps by the Chinese authorities of late. I mean, they haven't actually inspired confidence in the management of their economy. You know, they're imposing regulations on stock market trading and taking them away, devaluing the yuan and then stepping in to prop it up. Global markets seem to be reacting to those missteps as much as the fundamentals of the economy, do you think?
Yeah, I agree with that completely. You know, the actual transformation of the economy is going pretty well. Consumption is holding up. The service sectors are growing at faster than 8%. But when they let a stock market bubble develop, that was a big mistake. And then, as you say, they tried to intervene to stop it from correcting. That's hopeless. So now it's corrected by about 50%, probably getting down to reasonable valuations, but they've damaged their reputation. And then people are confused about what they're doing in the currency market. So their policy moves are not inspiring confidence, you know, even though the transformation is actually going fairly well.
So what's the risk that those missteps could lead to something more serious?
The risks are getting worse, frankly. I don't think it's the most likely scenario in 2016, but the risks are building. There's a lot of capital leaving China. You know, their capital flight last year was about $700 billion net capital outflow. A lot of Chinese households and investors are getting nervous. And if the government inspires them to move more and more money out of the country, that can become very disruptive. So they really need to communicate well, you know, what they're trying to do and the fact that in many ways it's going fairly well.
I'm speaking with David Dollar. He's the U.S. Treasury's, was the U.S. Treasury's top economic official based in Beijing for a number of years up until 2013. David, you mentioned that capital flight. I mean, as a result of the currency devaluation last year, we are now seeing capital leaving China in record amounts. Many China bears believe that the authorities will have to let the yuan fall even further to stabilize those flows, not least boost the flagging economy, particularly now that the Japanese yen is also falling. If China does engage in currency wars, that's going to really cause consternation in Washington. What do you think the Chinese will and should do?
Right. You're absolutely right. You know, remember, they have an enormous trade surplus that's gotten bigger. Last year, their trade surplus was $600 billion, the biggest we've ever seen in any country. So in many ways, their currency needs to appreciate, you know, to help balance these trade issues in the world. And yet Chinese people are getting very nervous and moving their money out of the country at such a rate that that's putting downward pressure on the currency. So I respect that they're trying to stabilize expectations, educate their people that there's really no basis for a large devaluation. There are a lot of commodity exporters around the world who are going to have to devalue out ahead of China. So you really could get that so-called currency war if they let the currency go. So I think they're trying to avoid that. They'll probably succeed. They still have an enormous pile of reserves and a lot of controls. But that's one of the risky scenarios, is they really lose control of the exchange rate. And then that, you bring that back into American politics, a lot of people are going to be angry, feeling that they've mismanaged things if you get a large devaluation of their currency.
Just finally, if I could bring you back to Australia and briefly, with that rebalancing that's going on in the Chinese economy, what's your outlook for commodities that Australia sells, like iron ore and coal, industrial commodities that are currently in dramatic oversupply? Are you confident those prices can bounce back once supply and demand is back in balance?
Predicting commodity prices is notoriously difficult. But there are long cycles. You know, remember, China drove up the price of Australia's metal exports by 150%, and now it's corrected back to about where it was in 2005. A sensible forecast is that it's going to be stable going forward. It's hard to see, you know, real big growth in demand over the next 3 to 5 years. So I wouldn't expect a big increase, but I reiterate, it's really hard to predict those things. Just takes some unexpected crisis and all of a sudden certain prices might go up.
We'll leave it there. Thanks very much for your time.
Okay, nice to talk to you.
That's David Dollar. He's a U.S. Treasury China expert, former World Bank employee looking at China and speaking there with our business editor, Cheryl Bagwell. And David Dollar is now a senior fellow with the Brookings Institution. He's going to be speaking on the Chinese economic outlook at a lunchtime public event on Thursday at the Lowy Institute in Sydney. So if you're around, pop in and hear David Dollar. It's 8:28 on Breakfast.